I make art for your ears. I play the violin. And when I play the violin, it's for your ears. Yes, you can watch me play and it might look elegant or amusing, maybe even beautiful. But my art is for your ears, the gateway to your heart. When you close your eyes, a whole other world opens to you in your mind's eye. Let me explain what that's like for me. I have something that's called synesthesia, where your senses kind of get mixed up in an untraditional way. I love it. It makes my life very colorful and very exciting. And I'll give you a small glimpse of what I experience through my ears. When I hear music and when I create music, the sound goes through my ears into my mind's eye, where it starts to mix with colors and textures. I don't really have control over this. I can allow it or I can shut it down. But once I allow it, I surrender. And the music all of a sudden starts to flow in ribbons of color. Sometimes one color, sometimes many colors. Sometimes it's mixed or separate, but the ribbons start to flow and they can collect textures like diamonds or glitter or silk or even burlap or corduroy or velvet. And it takes twists and turns and sometimes opens up into valleys or sunsets or even galaxies. And the music is most fun when I don't know what's coming next. So it's almost as if I'm going on this visual journey and experience with sound and color and texture and movement and form. It's mesmerizing. It's also very distracting if I'm trying to do something else. I don't listen to music while I'm doing other things, or if I do, I have to turn this part of my experience off. I just can't engage it fully. That is a small glimpse of what I experience as an artist through my ears and what I invite you into as I play my violin. I'm creating these colors. I am forming these other worlds with my music. And I'm not prescribing it on you, but I'm sharing my world with you through sound, through your ears, to reach your heart.